killing cormorants. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Michigan wildlife officials are pushing for more control of a fish-eating water bird. Cormorants are these birds that nest in colonies on islands in the upper Great Lakes in Canada. They can eat a lot of fish, and state officials have been controlling the population by killing thousands of birds every year. Now they want to double that number to about 20,000. But as Bob Allen reports, some researchers are not so sure that killing cormorants will mean more walleye, perch, and bass.
30 years ago, the double-crested cormorant was a poster bird for toxic contaminants like DDT in the Great Lakes. Wildlife biologists used to take live birds with crossed bills and other deformities to public meetings to press for cleanup of the lakes. Since then, toxins have been reduced, and cormorant numbers have rebounded dramatically. There are now roughly 60,000 of the large, black, duck-like birds in Michigan alone. But that's put anglers in an uproar. For the last decade, they've been complaining that cormorants are a plague on popular fishing grounds. Wildlife officials responded by reducing the number of cormorant nests in Michigan by 40% over the last 6 years. And they want to cut the population in half. They do that by shooting birds each spring and spraying vegetable oil on their eggs to smother them. In one popular perch fishing area, they took cormorant numbers down by 90%. Dave Fielder is the lead researcher in the Les Chenaux Islands of northern Lake Huron for the Department of Natural Resources and Environment. He says he now sees the fishery there doing better and people catching more perch.
You can't go in there and just tweak it a small bit and then expect to measure. You've got to really punctuate the system in a big way so that you're sure that you can measure a response and that response can be attributed back to that management action.
But not all researchers agree with Fielder's findings. Jim Diana is a professor of natural resources at the University of Michigan and director of the Sea Grant program in the state. He says many other factors, such as invasive species, contribute to fluctuating perch populations. And Diana says the evidence just isn't there to show that if the cormorant population is cut in half, there will be twice as good a fishery, or even any better fishery, over time.
So it's all a guesswork in my mind, and I think a guesswork at the expense of both a fair amount of management money to try to control them, and also the cormorant population that, many people would say has rights of its own.
Another place the DNRE wants to hit hard is the Beaver Island chain. They say a large number of cormorants there may be feasting on smallmouth bass. Nancy Seafelt is a bird specialist at the Central Michigan University Field Station on the island. When she examines the stomach contents of dead cormorants, she finds they are not eating bass. They're primarily feeding on a small fish called the round goby. The goby is an invasive species that's exploding in numbers in the Great Lakes. Gobies feed on the eggs of perch and bass. Seafelt says cormorants may actually be helping those game fish populations.
I think that cormorant control should be based on science and the data that we have as opposed to politics. So the current, control that's happening in the Beaver Archipelago is not something I would say support.
But DNRE managers argue that cormorant numbers are so high, they can't wait 10 years for researchers to come up with more definitive answers. And this summer, they expect federal approval to double the yearly kill in Michigan to 20,000 adult birds. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
By the way, the Great Lakes population of cormorants spends their winters in the Gulf states. It's not yet clear how they might be affected by the oil spill. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.